Well, the Lawrence Stakes at Caulfield on Saturday is set to be an absolute cracker. A full field of 16, and Mick Price has three runners, his three-year-olds who have now just turned four and are hoping to be the new wave of Wait for Age stars this spring. And Mick joins us now. How are you, Mick?
Morning, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. This is an exciting time of year for everyone, and no doubt you're more excited than most because you've got three really nice entires who are heading to the Lawrence on Saturday with huge hopes and expectations for this spring carnival. How are they all travelling? We'll start with the headline act, so to speak, and that is Grunt. Is he ready to win first up, or what type of performance are you hoping for?
He's pretty spot on. Like you say, he's got my last season three-year-old has got to make the jump up into the Wait for Age against the older horses. I mean, some do. They're entires. They've still got to maintain a proper attitude to winning. I can't fault either of them at the moment. They're all pretty good. Grunt's got to get around Caulfield. Look, I know he's a big track horse, so things have got to work out for him. I'd like to see him with a bit of room before the corner sweeping into it. Hopefully there's a bit of pace on. I think there's enough go forward horses to make it a nicely run 1400. So that's what we want. We want a proper tempo, and we want him to get out in plenty of time and be able to wind up and see how he goes.
It does look like there will be speed, as you said. So where would you like to see, or where do you think Grunt will be positioned? Because he showed good speed in that trial.
Oh, look, I would think the way Ollie wants to ride him, he might be fifth or sixth or seventh, just on the outside of horses, able to sort of start to get interested inside the 600 and, just wind up and finish off. Look, as long as he runs well, I'll be happy. If there's something a bit sharper than him over 1,400 metres away for age, fair enough. But certainly, just want to see him with a bit of room around him and hitting the line. I sort of can't wait to get into Flemington. Mm. I think that's his real course. But I'm happy to kick him off here.
Well, you said you've got to worry about getting around Caulfield. That's his home track. Has he shown you any issues in training?
Oh, no, but when they had their exhibition gallop, he must have given Damien a bit of a feel for a big track type horse. Because he just made a comment after that gallop and just said, not sure about this track for him. But it's part of his program, what we're doing with him. And, I'm not sort of worried about it. I think these horses, they handle these sort of tracks a bit better once the distances get up further and the tempo's a bit slower. But over 1,400 metres, where it's a little bit of a sprint job for them, they can get bustled off their feet a bit.
Is that a concern in the back of your mind for the Cox Plate? I know it's a long way away, but that's been mooted as his main aim.
I've had those sort of big, long starting horses get around 2,000 Mooney Valley. And as I said, 1,600 around Mooney Valley would probably be the wrong races for him. But once they get up to 2,000 metres and the tempo is a bit different, they handle it a bit differently. So I'm not sure. I think the main concern I have with the Cox Plate is wings.
Fair enough. Mighty Boss, the Caulfield Guineas winner. He was good first up in the All Stakes in the autumn, and then things didn't pan out for him. Has he come back this time in?
He's come back great. He had a nice break. He wrenched a bit of a near front fetlock in the Australian Guineas. Went a bit colty towards the end there, but he's had a good break. He's had a good prep. He's trialled well and worked well there. Cranbourne official trial, I think they ran 1, 2, 3. That was all good for them. I couldn't have them any better. They're ready to race, and they're ready to race well. Holy snow, he's probably better off being allowed to really find his feet and get home. That's how he won that good race. As a three-year-old here, over 1,400 metres. He went to Sydney, and his last 100 metres, a couple of those races, was a bit disappointing. He raced a bit like a colt. That's something to think about things. But he seems genuine enough at the moment. Big, heavy horse, but he does seem genuine enough at the moment. Just need to see him hitting the line.
Who do you think will finish the best of your trio?
Oh, look, I think Mighty Boss is going great, and he's got probably a little bit better turn of foot than the other two. He'd probably be in a more forward position, I guess. A bit hard to say. There's probably not a lot between them if they're all hitting the line. But I guess Grunt's going to be the one with the biggest future of the three. So if he was to win, that'd be great. But as long as they all run well, I'd be happy with that.
Quickly whip through your other runners. Tegrita in the first from barrier one. What are you made of her runs?
She needs to pull her socks up. Yeah. I need to see something from her. Otherwise, she'll be going to stab.
High Ratio's got a lot of ability, but what did you make of his last run?
I think he's a colt that's not 100% genuine at the moment. I took him to Sandown and sat him off one. And when it was his time to finish off, he clocked off instead of finishing off. So I've mentioned gelding him to the connections, but we'll see how we go.
All right, we'll wait to see there. Interesting runner is Ardrossan. I know the wraps you've got on this horse, and the trial recently looked good. You scratched before. How's it going?
Going well. Happy with him. Look, we ran him as a three-year-old here, and he hung out in his races. I think he might have just needed a bit more time. You know, he's a lovely, stronger four-year-old Entire now. I think he ran really well from barrier one. I got the blinkers on him just because he's Entire. You know, he might be starting to think about things a little bit, but he'll run really well. I reckon today I'll run really well. Probably that's my best chance of winning on the day. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we couldn't win the PB Lawrence for something, but it looks a nice race for both of those, Ardrossan and Oregon today.
Will you lead with Ardrossan, do you think?
Could do. Innkeeper gets going. Linda Meach drawn barrier three, so I have to be aware of that. But I think he'll begin well and probably have to hold some sort of spot from barrier one. It just depends what Linda does on Innkeeper, that's all.
You got him on top of Oregon's, or are you expecting Oregon's to be doing really well?
Yeah, I guess Oregon's will get back. She usually gets back over 1,200 metres and drawn the inside, so she's going to be stuck in traffic for a while. So I suppose Ardrossan's a better chance than her, I guess. Yeah.
And then in the last, you got Netherfield and Miss Admiration over the 1,600 first up. Who do you like the most in the last?
I think Netherfield would be the chance. It was a sit and sprint for him the other day, so if there's good tempo on, he's a chance to finish off and get it right. The money is going great. And Big Miss Ad, she is, just having a first up mile. She's going great. She trialled well. But I think the further distance is better for her.
Good luck on Saturday. Mickey, you got a winner today?
Probably in race three, Maliseet, the first starter. Was the best of my four going down there. He tried well at Cranbourne. He's a bit green, but he's probably the best of my four.
Good on you, Mick. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.